sermon here this morning, I wanted to tell you a very short story about a military chaplain during the Vietnam War. This military chaplain, he was a Mary Knoll missionary, and his first assignments after he was ordained a priest in the year 1958 was in Taiwan. And after some time in Taiwan, working as a missionary, he was sent to Hong Kong. And in Hong Kong is where he worked for some time as well. But when the Vietnam War started, he had requested a change of assignments. He requested to be changed from his vocation in Hong Kong to become a military chaplain. He wanted to be a part of a military unit because he knew that many soldiers in Vietnam were dying and they did not have a priest there to help them, especially in the conflict that was taking place. This military chaplain, his name is Father Capodona. I'm pronouncing it wrong, I believe, right now, but he was able to be sent right away to Vietnam. And in the year 1967, he was working amongst the soldiers, and he was also actually known as the Father or Padre Grunt. That is, Padre Grunt is because he was oftentimes found amongst the Marines, the soldiers, in the worst conditions, in the worst places. And this particular priest, he was found in those places because he knew that's where the Catholics needed him the most. But what ended up happening to this particular priest was on one occasion, the Marine unit that he was with was sent off to do what was supposed to be a short operation. The operation was supposed to be a quick removal of the North Vietnamese forces, but what ended up happening was a two-week conflict come about. So during these 2 weeks of conflict, this particular priest, originally he was still back at the camp where he was safe, but when he realized that his men, the Catholics, were really in a bad position and they were suffering many losses, he made the decision to go out into where the fighting was taking place. And when he was there, an account was given of his actions. And it was said that he was seen going from one soldier to the next, helping to dress wounds, praying for the dying, administering the last rites. And eventually what happened was there was an explosion or mortar that went off and injured this particular priest. It said that he had injuries to his body and then also his hands. And instead of being shipped out, he continued to stay there and to help other individuals who were in bad conditions. He actually was killed in the conflict when he was seen running to go help another soldier, another medic who was wounded. He was seen running to them, and he was shot and killed. So I tell you the story about this particular priest because this priest shows by his example obedience to his duty. This priest shows us by his example the fulfillment of his obligations of his state in life. As a priest, we are obliged to help souls, especially those souls who are in danger of death, even at the risk to our own life. For if we have parishioners, if there are Catholics who are on their deathbed, even under the danger to our own life, we are to go and minister to them, we are to go and help them. And this priest here is just one of many chaplains who have laid down their life in obedience to their duties. But that virtue is what I would like to talk about real briefly here this morning, and that is obedience. The virtue of obedience is so pleasing to Almighty God. It's like the fragrance of a sweet flower, a rose in the springtime, lifting up to Almighty God. In whatever state in life we may be right now, whether we're a small child, whether we're in our teens, our 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever point we are in our life, each and every one of us can practice obedience, especially children. We should practice obedience to our parents. We should listen to them. When they tell us to do something, we should listen right away. For God has given us our parents in order to help us to become saints. God has given us our parents to lead us to heaven. So when they ask us to do something, we should listen promptly, and we should be respectful and fulfilling of what they want us to do. When we listen to our parents, it's just like we're listening to God, because God has put them over us to help us and to care family listen to our parents, you can think it's just like I'm listening to Almighty God, but I'm listening to my parents, because God has given me my parents to care for me, to guide me, to help me to heaven. For those who are older, we certainly want to love and respect and obey our parents as much as we can, but for us all, we must be obedient to the commandments of Almighty God. We must be obedient to the laws of the church. For in doing so, we listen to the voice of God. God wants us to keep his commandments, and he will reward us, and he will bless us in doing so. What I'd like to do is to draw our attention to some other examples of how excellent the virtue of obedience is. I talked about the priest already, the chaplain in Vietnam, but also we have the saints. We have Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph gives us a perfect example of obedience. Consider how when he had found our Blessed Mother with child, he was going to put Mary away. But on the word of the angel that appeared to him, Saint Joseph obeyed. Saint Joseph obeyed and took our Blessed Mother as a spouse. He did not put her away. Also consider, if you were woken up in the middle of the night and you were told, you have to leave right now, you're going to go to a distant land, you don't know where you're going and what you're going to do when you get there, but you have to leave right now, would you obey? Saint Joseph obeyed, right? The angel appeared to him in his sleep, told him that you must leave right now, you must flee into Egypt. He obeyed with obedience. Does that mean it was easy? No, that doesn't say anything about it being easy. Of course it was difficult. It was hard. He was going to a foreign land. He was going where he was, not sure what work he would do, how he would care for our Blessed Mother. But Saint Joseph obeyed, and God rewarded him. God protected him in the Christ child. We have the example of our Blessed Mother. Our Blessed Mother shows us perfect obedience as well. When the Archangel Gabriel appeared to our Blessed Mother and announced to her that she was to be the Mother of God, Mary responded, "Fiat, be it done unto me according to thy will." Perfect obedience. Consider our Blessed Mother. She was obedient to the laws at the time of the Old Covenant. It was required that a woman was to present their first child in the temple after they were born, especially the firstborn male child. And our Blessed Mother did so. She was fulfilling the laws of the Old Covenant. She was fulfilling them as she was supposed to. Also, we see our Blessed Mother standing at the foot of the cross as her son is dying for our salvation. How obedient our Blessed Mother was to be there for her son as he was dying on the cross for us. Our best and most sublime example of obedience that we can all look to is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he remained hidden in obedience for 30 years. He was obedient to his creatures as Joseph and Mary for 30 years. So too, what an example it is for us and how sublime the virtue of obedience is. Considering what our Lord was teaching Mary how to obey, he oftentimes said that he has not come to do his own will, but the will of him who sent him, the will of his Father. And ultimately, our Lord is obedient even to the death of the cross. We have many examples of obedience, but there's one more I'd like to tell you about, and that's St. Margaret Mary Calapoque. There's a book written by Father John Prosset. It's called The Devotion to the Sacred Heart. And there's a short passage in here about obedience that I'd like to read to you. These are the words of Father Prosset, but then also there is a short paragraph about the words of St. Margaret Mary Calapoque. It says here by Father Prosset, "One of the surest marks by which we can infallibly recognize whether people are led by the Spirit of Jesus Christ is the esteem and love for which they have for obedience, always distrusting their own lights and always deferring to the opinion of their superiors. It is by this mark that the Spirit of Jesus Christ has been recognized in the conduct of this virtuous religious, St. Mary Calapoque." So now these are the words written by St. Margaret Mary Calapoque. She says, "Although my divine Savior has made himself my master and director, nevertheless, He wishes me to do nothing of what he orders me without the consent of my superiors, whom he wishes me to obey in a manner more exactly than himself. He teaches me in particular to be on my guard against myself as my most cruel and most powerful enemy. But he assures me that if I put all my confidence in him and have perfect obedience, depending in all things on the will of my superiors, he will protect me. He tells me not to be troubled by anything that may happen, but to regard all the events of life as ordered by his holy providence and will, which can, when he pleases, turn all things to his glory. My dear friends in Christ, we need to practice obedience. We know that it is a sublime virtue, and it is a virtue that we can all practice. Whether we're children, young adults, parents, grandparents, whatever it may be, we can all practice obedience. And especially practicing obedience to the will of Almighty God. The will of Almighty God is given to us through the church, through the commandments, through the commands of the lawful superior, lawful authority. The will of God is brought to us every day on the things that happen to us in our daily life. So when things go astray, or when things don't go the way we want them to go, when we're at school, when we're at home, when we're at work, let us recognize the hand of Almighty God in the things that are taking place. Let us do our best to improve our situation, to fulfill our duties, but let us be obedient to God's will, for let us do our best and leave the rest to Almighty God. It says in Sacred Scripture, the obedient man will speak of victory. The obedient man will speak of victory. And how true that is. For if we do our very best to practice obedience, we will be victorious in this life. Our first parents fell by disobedience to God's command. Satan fell in disobedience to God. He said, "Not serve you, I will not serve." His disobedience has caused him and the fallen angels to have their destiny to be in hell for all eternity. So my dear friends in Christ, let us look to the examples of the saints. Let us look to the example of our Blessed Mother, our Lord. Let us look to the example of the priest who has laid down his life and the many other priests who have laid down their life in the fulfillment of the obligations of their state. My dear friends in Christ, if we practice obedience as God wants us to, he's going to bless us, and he's going to lead us and guide us, and he's going to help us to become the saints that he wants us to become. Remember, the obedient man shall speak of victory. In the name of the Father,